Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, Danny Seward, date of birth is 5/8/58, date of service 7/3/2025, and date of accident is 9/27/2023. Mr. Danny Seward is a victim of an automobile accident where an 18-wheeler truck hit into his car and ran over, leading to various symptoms from head injury to TBI symptoms to pain syndrome involving neck and the lower back, left shoulder especially. These pains are from 8 to 9 and affecting the neck and the lower back consistently and persistently. At this time, his pain in the lower back has improved remarkably, and his right shoulder is also remarkably improved. The issue left is the left shoulder, where the pain is 9, and currently the patient is able to lift up to 110 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with the weakness of the left arm. Patient reports noticing more numbness and tingling, which is more like a constant, and she has had epidural injection times 3 with moderate relief, but now the symptoms are coming back. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected 9. 80% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADL system review. Additional issues, substance abuse compliance plan, and physical examination, the blood pressure is 174 over 109, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam is from the previous visit, similar, as dated. May 6, 2025, dictation number will be 0506-026. The plan is to provide the medications for the patient, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, to provide Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN is provided for anxiety relief. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy pain. Lunesta 1 mg is provided for anxiety and sleep. Medijessic is provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment 5% for further topical pain relief. The physical therapy is on hold as the patient has had significant physical therapy, so it is being discontinued. The patient is currently working full-time. And has no need for any therapy at this time. His maps and legs have been reviewed. And he's mentioned that he has a motor weakness of the left arm, and he has been requesting some motor weakness of the left arm with a slightly poor grip. Carpal tunnel testing was negative. And in the plan of care, he was provided with Imidrex tablet 50 mg daily and Migranol nasal spray for severe headaches. His labs have been reviewed. Maps have been reviewed. His blood pressure was found to be extremely high as reported, 174 over 109. The patient was provided with the temporary prescription of Toprol-XL, 100 mg at night, and he has been given to resus. He is referred to Dr. Kirit Patel as a cardiologist and Dr. Prakash Sanghvi for family practice for blood pressure management. In addition, patient has been referred to Dr. Mohan, neurosurgery, for a consultation to help the patient and decide whether he will benefit with the surgery. Tentatively, he has a epidural injection on 7/11/2025. But that can be withheld if surgery can determine if surgery will bring him relief. He does have a multi-level disc herniation in the cervical spine, causing him these symptoms. An EMG could be ordered at a later date when we meet. Thank you.